The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Whenever any of us ever tire of talking about and hearing about how great the weather is and how great it's going to continue to be, I'm joined by meteorologist at Ireland's Weather Channel, Cathal Nolan. Cathal has come across the border from Offaly.
They've welcomed me with open arms so far. I'm not sure how long that welcome is going to extend.
Are you from Offaly, Cathal?
I am indeed, yeah.
Oh, whereabouts?
Do I need to vacate?
Whereabouts?
From a little village called Rhodes.
I know it well.
Not a million miles.
So you came over to Laois and you survived and you're okay.
I survived so far.
Isn't he welcome? You're welcome to County Laois. All the Laois people here.
We're mending relations as we speak.
We are. We're doing our best. So listen, let's talk about the weather, because we've been blessed on our visit to Ballycilcavin Farm with this gorgeous sunshine. Mm-hmm. Although some people are saying it's a little bit too much for them, dare I say. It's going to last for a little while, isn't it?
It is indeed, Claire. So it's expected to last for the next couple of days, continuing right the way up until Friday inclusive now as well. Initially, we thought it would break a little bit sooner, but now for Friday as well, we still will see temperatures into the mid or high 20s. And over the course of the next couple of days, those temperatures are, if anything, going to increase on the values that we're seeing today. Already, we're seeing temperatures in the area today, 25, 26 degrees Celsius. They're likely to peak at about 28 or 29 in parts of Leinster today and South Munster. And then into tomorrow, a similar case is expected. Again, those values pushing towards 30 degrees. Thursday at the moment looks like being the hottest day of the week, with values approaching the all-time record, which is 33.3 degrees Celsius. So we're likely to hit at least 32. I wouldn't be surprised if one or two locations really get that record a run for its money.
And these are really high temperatures for June, aren't they, in particular?
They are indeed. I suppose, look, the all-time record was set back in June in 1887 in Kilkenny. So in terms of breaking records, we already broke the May record this year. If we see those temperatures exceed 33.3 degrees Celsius, which they well could in parts of the Midlands and into the Midwest, we could see that June temperature record falling as well. To break 2 months' records within those two consecutive months really would be exceptional. And to see a temperature that has stood since 1887 been broken, to be honest, given the climate and the impacts that we've seen as a result of that, it's not surprising that we're pushing that record quite close. And really, it is only a matter of time before we do break that record.
And if we look beyond our shores at what's been happening in France, for example, they're experiencing really difficult conditions where they were pushing up towards 30 in the early hours of this morning.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that when we talk about heat wave conditions, we always kind of focus in on the daytime temperatures, but it's the nighttime temperatures, if anything, that really lead to the kind of health concerns that we see. Tropical nights. And with that, as you said, temperatures by night struggling in some of the urban areas to fall below 30 degrees Celsius. I know even for ourselves here on Wednesday night and Thursday night, some areas of the country, in particular towns and urban area cities, it's going to be a struggle to see those temperatures fall below 21 to 23 degrees Celsius.
Make for tricky nights.
It certainly will. Exceptionally muggy nights. And it's not even that. It's the dew point temperature, so the humidity levels that we see as well, combined with those very high temperatures, that will lead to it being particularly uncomfortable. And that, of course, what it does bring a little bit of a health risk to certainly the very young and also to elderly members of the community as well.
Really important that people look after those in the community who are vulnerable in these warm temperatures. Where we are in the country, Offaly, where you're from, Laois, where I'm from, we always get the best of the warm weather, don't we? We get it very cold in the winter sometimes with a lot of snow, if there's snow around. But then in the summertime, we get great temperatures, really. I'm selling it here. We get great weather in Laois, don't we?
It's the cost of the Laois on the show today. No, certainly. In terms of the conditions and the climate that we see in Ireland, the Midlands is always the one that has the greatest range of temperatures. During the winter times, we frequently can see temperatures dipping below -5, -6, -7 in the winter. In the summertime, we always see the highest temperatures as well. The highest temperature of the 20th century was recorded not too far away from here. I'm going to stake the claim back in Offaly, in Loughborough, which was 32.5 degrees Celsius. So we certainly could break that on Thursday, but you're rightly so. It is the inland areas of Ireland that see the greatest variability in terms of our weather. Coastal areas always struggle that little bit. You get onshore breezes, it limits the temperatures that we see rising. So even in coastal areas this week, with those sea breezes, values will typically range into the mid, perhaps into high 20s, but not pushing beyond that 30 degree mark.
Bottom line, though, for the weather forecast is we're going to have this for a few days.
The bottom line is we're going to have this for a few days. Into parts of the northwest tomorrow, a little bit more cloud about, might spoil things there somewhat. But for the Midlands, for many parts of the south and east, we will have excellent conditions, summer-like weather for the course of the next couple of days. it.
Winning in County Laois. We are winning. Cathal, thank you so much for crossing over. We might keep you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. I'll let you know if I make it back home. It's early days yet.
You'd be welcome to stay. Cathal Nolan there, who's a meteorologist at Ireland's Weather Champ.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.